Oshkosh Air Support.
WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Israel continuing its ground incursion into Lebanon and continuing airstrikes in Gaza while vowing retaliation on Iran for Tuesday's missile barrage. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says they're trying to help Americans in Lebanon to evacuate.
We keep trying to do both lines of effort. Identify seats on existing commercial flights, and then to the extent there is demand, and we do expect there will be demand, at least for the next several days, and then we'll monitor as we go forward. We do expect to organize additional flights out of Beirut.
Federal authorities charged five Chinese nationals with lying and trying to cover up their tracks more than a year after they were confronted in the dark near Michigan's Camp Grayling, where thousands of had gathered for summer drills. The Washington, D.C. Federal Appeals Court ruled that betting on the outcome of November's congressional elections can continue while it considers the underlying issues in the case. This is ABC News. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives reported on the wildfire last year on the Hawaiian island of Maui that killed 102 people. Investigators say it erupted from an earlier brush fire sparked by power lines that firefighters believe they had extinguished. ATF Special Agent in Charge Jonathan Blaze.
Because of an undetected smoldering event or rekindling, the fire reignited in the afternoon, causing extreme devastation.
The report does not address liability. The Justice Department to review the Tulsa Race Massacre of 1921.
For the two remaining survivors of the massacre and their attorney, Demario Solomon Simmons.
It only took 103 years, but this is a joyous occasion.
The review was launched under a federal cold case initiative that's led to prosecutions of some civil rights era cases. But Assistant U.S. Attorney General Kristen Clark says she has no expectation that anyone living could be prosecuted as a result of the Tulsa inquiry.
ABC's Jim Ryan. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matinee on air weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great... Not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris is holding on to a 4-point lead over Donald Trump in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette Law School poll. She leads 52% to 48% with both registered and likely voters. The margin of error is 4.4%. In the U.S. Senate race, Tammy Baldwin leads Eric Hovde by 7 points, also with registered and likely voters alike. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking people not to burn leaves and brush this week. Brittany Merlot explains why.
There's an increased chance of fire danger this week due to the dry weather, gusty winds, and dry vegetation, all ahead of a strong cold front. Burning brush and leaf piles is the number one cause of wildfires in Wisconsin. I'm Brittany Merlot.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers face elimination tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today in Game 2 of the best-of-three wildcard round. Yesterday, the Mets defeated the Brewers 8-4, retiring the final 17 batters to take the win. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers will need to respond today after not being able to put anything together late in yesterday's game.
Same with them. Neither team got a hit after those runs scored. Interesting. You know, I don't know what inning that was when they got the five, but whatever it was, nobody got a hit after that. Isn't that crazy?
First pitch is after 6:30 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play a decisive Game 3 tomorrow evening. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday after losing last weekend to the Minnesota Vikings. Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks announced their 2024 training camp roster on Monday. Camp begins tomorrow for the Bucks. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, clear skies and gusty southwest winds. Temperatures tumbling into the lower to middle 50s by dawn. On Thursday, we'll see more cloud cover working in. Afternoon highs warming to the lower 70s. Sunshine's back Friday. It's 57 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we'll discuss the new film Closure, the story of the closing of our two-year campuses, and also look ahead to a visit from Vice President Harris next time.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program, 33 days to the end of the election. And until we presumably know who's going to be president, although back in 2000 we saw this drag out all the way into January, as I recall, or at least through December. The debate last night was absolutely fascinating. Louise and I watched it. It was... troubling, I guess, is the most important word in my mind. I'm still just aghast that arguably the most respected news organization in America, CBS News, was unwilling to provide the American people with what I think any journalism school graduate, and I'm not claiming to be one, but would tell you is one of the principal goals or purposes or missions of journalism, which is to accurately inform people, to make sure that people have accurate information as opposed to believing lies. And I'm guessing, I could be wrong. I haven't seen anything on either side of this. I haven't seen anything arguing that this is the case or that it's not the case. But my guess is that the Vance campaign told CBS that JD would not show up unless they refused to fact check. That I can't imagine that CBS would just come up with that out of nowhere. Although maybe they did. Maybe they're just that afraid of Republicans. I mean, keep in mind, in this day and age, if you can't get people to come on your program for these guest-driven kinds of programs, there's a couple of different kinds of programming in radio and television. You've got news-driven programming, you've got guest-driven programming, you've got listener-driven programming, and then you've got host-driven programming. These are the four basic kind of categories of how you put together programs in the news space. And this is a host-driven program, for example, you're listening to right now. 9 times out of 10 is you and me. Occasionally we have guests on, but, it's not the... My show wouldn't die if Republicans refused to come on my program. In fact, for the last couple of years, Republicans have refused to come on the program. We've invited many Republicans on this. They used to come on all the time and debate me. But that's not the case with CBS News and ABC and NBC. If the Republicans were to boycott one of those networks... their guest-driven programs, their Face the Nation kind of shows, would die, and they know it. So, it could be that they were just afraid of the Republicans, that they were successfully intimidated. I don't know. But the depth and breadth of the lies, it was just, I think, breathtaking. Just to quickly go through a few of them. And this is from CBS News itself, by the way, cbsnews.com. They said Vance claims Trump peacefully gave over power on January 20th. They identified that as misleading. Yeah, you think? peaceful? January 6th, yeah, that was very peaceful. He said, this is a lie, J.D. Vance. He said, Iran received over $100 billion in unfrozen assets thanks to Kamala Harris. Well, first of all, the assets are only $50 billion. Secondly, the $50 billion has not been given to Iran. That's a lie, too. And the reason it has not been given to Iran is because Trump pulled us out of the JCPOA, the Iran nuclear deal. And so, I mean, this was just a lie within a lie within a lie that Vance just made up this BS. Vance also said that Trump could have destroyed Obamacare, but chose to instead improve it. Well, no, actually, in 2017, Trump said, quote, I want to let Obamacare fail and then come together and do a great health care plan to replace it. Obamacare enrollments actually flattened out somewhat during the Trump administration because he cut the budget for advertising the fact that, hey, it's the enrollment period, you can sign up. So he did try to kill Obamacare, or at least he tried to kneecap it. Vance lied about that. Vance claimed that the Department of Homeland Security has effectively lost 320,000 children. Again, another lie. 32,000 unaccompanied minors have not shown up at immigration court hearings. These are young people, you know, under 18 who came across the border unaccompanied, who were given status and told, come into court, you know, on this date. You know, and sometimes these dates are 5, 6, 7 years down the road. That's how long it's taking. That's why this legislation that came out of the Senate would have reduced that down to 6 months, as Tim Walz pointed out last night. But that's 32,000, number one, kids who haven't shown up for their hearings. That doesn't mean that they're lost or trafficked or anything else. It probably means that the government doesn't know where they are to notify them of their hearing, number one. And number two, there's 291,000 children altogether that U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has not yet issued court notices to. 291,000 who came across, again, unaccompanied. But they're not lost in the system. The system just has not reached out to them yet. So this is just another piece of BS from J.D. Vance. Also, this is Tim. Now they also fact-checked Tim Walz. He said border crossings are down compared to when Donald Trump left office. That is true. Vance lied. He said Vice President Harris became the appointed border czar. Sorry, that did not happen. She was asked to work out things with El Salvador, Nicaragua, and Guatemala to reduce the causes of immigration, and she actually did. She did some very good work down there. Tim Walz, he was fact-checked, and they said mostly true. He claimed that Iranian missiles did fall near U.S. troops, and they received traumatic brain injury, and Donald Trump wrote it off as headaches. I remember when that happened. We talked about that on this program. In response to Trump assassinating Mr. Suleiman, or General Suleiman, if I'm remembering his name correctly, the Iranians threw some missiles into an American military encampment in Iraq, and a number of American soldiers suffered burst eardrums, and many of them suffered traumatic brain injury. I mean, this was a serious injury to these young people. And Donald Trump made a joke about it and said that they were headaches. I mean, you know, Donald Trump basically hates anybody who serves in the military. He thinks they're suckers and losers. Tim Walz claimed that Vance in the past has said that there's a climate problem and that Trump called climate change a hoax. The CBS News rates that as true. Tim Walz told the truth. Tim Walz claimed that patients had to pay $800 for insulin before passage of the Inflation Reduction Act during the Biden administration. The CBS News rates that as true. Tim Walz claims Project 2025 makes it hard to get contraception and access to fertility treatments. CBS News rates that as true, although they say it needs context. The context would be that Project 2025 is not the law of the land. It's a proposal. Tim Walz, this is the only thing that CBS News basically said Tim Walz was wrong about. He said Trump hasn't paid taxes in 15 years. And this is where a word counts, right? Tim Walz said Donald Trump hasn't paid taxes in 15 years. Well, the New York Times said that Donald Trump didn't pay taxes for 15 years. That was in the years prior to his running for president. But in the years since then, he paid $750 in income taxes in both 2016 and 2017. So, and he paid no federal income tax in 2020, but for 15 years, according to the New York Times before. So, you know, they're saying this was Walz getting it wrong, right? Because he said in 15 years rather than for 15 years. And then, of course, J.D. Vance claimed prescription drugs are up 7% under Biden, but only 1.5% under Trump. That's a lie. They were up 9% under Trump, and they're up 11% under Biden. And, of course, Biden is having to deal with the dramatic inflation. This is the result of Trump mishandling, bungling, screwing up, intentionally screwing up the response to the pandemic. Vance also claimed that Harris has not invested in clean air, clean water, or climate policy. Those are all lies under the Biden administration, according to CBS News. $370 billion came out of the Inflation Reduction Act for those things. Tim Walz claimed that, quote, the last 12 months saw the largest decrease in opioid deaths in our nation's history, a 30% decrease in Ohio. CBS News rates that as true. So here we have Tim Walz getting only one thing wrong, and that was missing one word. And J.D. Vance being nailed for lie after lie after lie by CBS News, the people who said, oh, yeah, we're not going to fact check live in real time, but we will in print later. And they did, and I just shared it with you. So how is it that the majority, if you look at the polls, the majority of Americans who watch the debate think that Tim Walz won? Excuse me, think that J.D. Vance won? Two guys with one-syllable names that end with an S. That's a tough one. We'll be right back with your calls. What are your thoughts on this?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Yeah, an S sound. I also want to get into the planet is begging for mercy. Why aren't we listening? Stay tuned.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, if you're leaving a job, unless it's like truly a terrible worst-case scenario, it's a good practice to leave your job on the best terms possible. I mean, you never know what or who you might need later. So here are my four steps for leaving a job without burning a bridge. Number one, start by talking first to your direct manager. Now, you don't have to go into great detail about why you're leaving or what you're going to do next, but a when you're leaving, and some version of a why should be in there. And 2 weeks' notice is the polite minimum standard for leaving a job. Step two, email your resignation to HR and include your end date. Step three, now if you are a manager, your direct reports should be the next folks you talk to after you and your boss have put together a plan. And finally, do the best work you can so you leave on the best terms possible. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping, you still hurt, and you're stressed out. If that's how it is for you, clear out your medicine cabinet and reset your health with CBD from CB Distillery. It'll be a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. Louise and I both take CBD from CB Distillery. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm. 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, code TOM. Polar bears on melting ice, coral reefs that fade away. We can't ignore the warnings, we can't delay. Stop heating. Back 22 minutes past the hour. The planet is begging for mercy. Why aren't we listening? I, you know, 17 years ago on this program, more or less, as far as best I can tell, this trucker called in and said, I've been driving across the country from the Pacific Northwest down to the American Southeast a dozen or more times a year for years and years and years. And this year, for the first time, and usually I have to clean the bugs off my windshield every couple hours, particularly going through some parts of the South and the Midwest. And he said, I haven't had to clean my windshield in 3 days from the bugs. There's something going on. The insects are dying. Now, this was 17 years ago. And Sean is nodding her head. She remembers the day this happened. And it kind of blew my mind, too, because I had observed the same thing, but and I think many of us had, but nobody ever said anything. And suddenly the phone lines lit up and people were calling from all over the country going, yeah, I don't see any bugs anymore. I published a picture at Hartman Report about 2 months ago, I think it was, of a field of wildflowers. It's near our house. It was a little hillside going right down to the Columbia River. It's just solid, bright yellow flowers. In the middle of the afternoon, beautiful day, no wind, not a single bee. Not one. There were some flies, but not a single bee. The insects are gone. And now the birds are vanishing. Louise and I have been living here on the Columbia River for I don't know how many years. And before that, we lived on the Willamette River. We actually lived in the Willamette River. We lived in a floating home down the road and here in Portland. And that was around the time that we started noticing that the insects were going away and the swallows were going away. And even the spiders, you get a lot of spiders when you live on the water because the wind is just constantly blowing and the spiders just love it. They build these webs to catch the bugs. And the spiders were gone. And, you know, we talked about that at the time. Well, this year, for the first time, we're not seeing birds. I mean, we live, you know, in a little cove that's part of the Columbia River. I can, you know, look out and see the Columbia River itself. And because it's a little protected area, you know, we get all these ducks and geese every year, and they're having babies like crazy. I mean, every year there's 30, 40 goslings and 30, 40, 50 ducklings, you know, in little batches, you know, with mom and dad waddling around and, you know, following them and keeping track of them. This year we had one group of geese, one group of goslings, baby geese, and no ducklings. I haven't seen a duck in weeks. And we had these two ducks who were living in this little pond in our backyard. We called them Mr. and Mrs. Duck, and they haven't shown up in this year. It's like, what's going on? So I noticed this, and then this article appears in the local paper, you know, the Oregonian. And this is they're quoting the Bird Alliance of Oregon, quote, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has confirmed that the botulism outbreak at Tule Lake National Wildlife Refuge in the Klamath Basin has claimed the lives of an estimated 80,000 birds. It's the worst botulism outbreak in recorded history. It's because the water's warming up, and it's killing the birds. And then the Cornell University study found 3 billion birds have vanished just from North America just since 1970. It's a 53% loss in grassland bird populations. I did a Google search on this when I wrote this article last week, this last weekend. And here's a headline from New Mexico. Thousands of migratory birds suddenly died in New Mexico. Here's one from the Denver Post. What's going on with all the dead birds across Colorado? And it's not just the birds. The pink dolphins down in Brazil in the Amazon basin are dying because the water is too hot for them. The insects are gone. We've got to get this climate change thing under control. We are sterilizing the biosphere that supports our lives. And the Republicans, Donald Trump's still saying global warming's a hoax.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Just Sunday, Trump said global warming was the biggest scam in history. This is dangerous rhetoric. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with 4 proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with 0 gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive Health, promo code TOM.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Israel continuing its ground incursion into Lebanon and continuing airstrikes in Gaza while vowing retaliation on Iran for Tuesday's missile barrage. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says they're trying to help Americans in Lebanon to evacuate.
We keep trying to do both lines of effort. Identify seats on existing commercial flights, and then to the extent there is demand, and we do expect there will be demand at least for the next several days, and then we'll monitor as we go forward. We do expect to organize additional flights out of Beirut.
Federal authorities charged five Chinese nationals with lying and trying to cover up their tracks more than a year after they were confronted in the dark near Michigan's Camp Grayling, where thousands of had gathered for summer drills. The Washington, D.C. Federal Appeals Court ruled that betting on the outcome of November's congressional elections can continue while it considers the underlying issues in the case. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris is set to campaign in Ripon Thursday. It's her fifth visit to Wisconsin since becoming the Democratic nominee for president in July. Meanwhile, Donald Trump plans to campaign in the area this weekend. An event is scheduled Sunday in Juneau. Wisconsin union leaders say clean energy projects can provide workers with badly needed jobs. Mike Moan reports.
New findings from the Climate Jobs National Resource Center list 82 Wisconsin projects tied to the clean energy transition in the pipeline that could qualify for tax incentives and key labor standards under the Inflation Reduction Act. These labor standards for IRA projects also call for apprenticeships so new hires can learn on the job. I'm Mike Moen.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The show Reacher has never been devoid of girl power, but a new spinoff will take it to the next level. Prime Video is developing a new series. It will star Maria Sten, who plays Frances Neagley, opposite Reacher. In a recent interview, Sten said the show will still be very Reacher, with snappy dialogue and lots of action, but it will be its own show. Reacher, based on the books by Lee Child, is one of Amazon's most popular shows domestically and worldwide. A release date has not been set. Democratic nominee Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump will not be invited onto Saturday Night Live before the November 5th presidential election. SNL creator Lorne Michaels told The Hollywood Reporter that due to equal time provisions, it gets too complicated, and he would have to invite every candidate on, even minor candidates who are only on the ballot in two or three states. I guess for the time being, we are stuck with impersonators James Austin Johnson as Trump and Maya Rudolph playing Harris. My personal favorite, Jim Gaffigan as Tim Walz. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price in the overnight. Clear skies and gusty southwest winds. Temperatures tumbling into the lower to middle 50s by dawn. On Thursday, we'll see more cloud cover working in. Afternoon highs warming to the lower 70s. Sunshine's back Friday. It's 57 at our studios.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community and look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants. And even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram joins me in studio. The fallout from the Jack Smith filing continues, plus Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Monitored, scammers can transfer it into their own name, take out loans, and your equity could be wiped out without you ever even knowing. The best way to protect your equity is with triple lock protection from our friends at Home Title Lock. Triple Lock is 24/7 monitoring, alerts, and restoration services. So sign up today. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code TOM, that's T-H-O-M. You get your first 30 days of Triple Lock protection free and a complete title scan of your home's title so you can make sure your home hasn't already been compromised. That's 30 days free and a title report for using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at HomeTitleLock.com. Dream behind. They've gone silent. Nothing to say. No more talk of changing ways. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. So what's on your mind? What did you think of the debate last night? I'm not even sure you could call it a debate. I realize everybody's doing that, but it was really a television performance. I was impressed is the wrong word, astonished by how tightly produced it was. I mean, at the very opening, you know, one of the moderators gave a little speech, and then they turned to Walz and Vance, and they stepped out and they shook hands, and then they stepped back to their podiums, and then they went to the other moderator and she gave another little speech, and it was like, wow, this thing is really tightly scripted. I did think the one last thing I'll say, I did think that the moderators last night did a much better job than a lot of the moderators we've seen in the previous debates over the last 8 years, that we've been watching these things, both at the presidential and vice presidential level, and I'm curious your take on that. I thought they did a pretty good job. And the thing that caused me to really be certain after the fact that they did a reasonably good job, even though they were unwilling to fact check, was that after the debate, all these right-wing sites were yelling and screaming about, oh, they fact-checked JD. They said they wouldn't do it. This wasn't fair. They, you know, they were using the questions to get the Democratic talking points out there. And I mean, there was just all this anger, particularly over on Twitter, from right-wingers who were just, you know, just wringing their hands and they had their panties in a wad. I mean, they were just totally, totally beyond upset. And I thought that, okay, that tells you something. So what say you? Ralph in Portland. Hey, Ralph, what's on your mind today?
Well, hey there, neighbor. I'm almost there in question. I thought I'd just say some simple, basic things. It felt like last night was an awkward discussion. The onus was on Walz to hold the banner, if you will, and he just did this trying to be a nice guy nonsense that interfered with his what he's really has as a background. He muffed on his presence. This guy's a former coach. He's a governor. And the strength of that was it didn't translate very
he's
well.
He's never been on a national stage before, and I think he was scared to death, actually. It certainly looked that way the first 15 minutes of the program.
Well, it was awkward, and you're right about that. And I just thought JD took full advantage. He lied like crazy. You pointed out a lot of those things already. There's a little bit of a muting issue. Poor timing, CBS. They dropped the ball, I think, a little bit. They should have fact-checked more, and I understood your comment about, you know, the right-wing media or whoever it is in social media was just, you know, up in an uproar. But they're silly people. So, you know. Yeah. It's just, I was disappointed. I guess that's the best way to say it, but I don't think overall it's going to impact the outcome.
I suspect you're right, although I think that for some of the low information, so-called moderate voters, who might have been inclined to vote for Trump, but were withholding or a little worried, J.D. Vance gave them reassurance that there is a rational, reasonable person who will be with Trump and would be, you know, inheriting the mantle from Trump. And because that's how
it would be. Right. But I don't think there would be much movement because likely they're a little more in Trump's direction anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it just didn't seem strong there. Yeah. And there were opportunities that Waltz missed on, especially when he could have mentioned the cats and dogs nonsense, but it didn't happen.
Yeah, and there was a half a dozen times where he made oblique references to things that Republicans had screwed up or blocked or prevented or whatever. And he didn't say the word Republican. He said, you know, he didn't say Republicans did this. He just said it was done, you know. And he was taking it for granted that everybody understood that, and you can't take that for granted. He needed to be more attack dog-ish. But, you know, I thought it was kind of a draw. Frankly, you know, sadly, though, you know, the J.D. Vance's entire strategy going into this thing was to depend on his lies. And, you know, and like I said, that became obvious when he thought he was being fact-checked and he got all outraged.
Say one more thing. He will. I looked at some of the things that are online and in the New York Times, and one critique said he impersonated being a decent guy.
Exactly.
And he got away with it.
Exactly. That's my point. Yep. There you go. Ralph, thank you. Okay. Well said. Thank you. Daniel in Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Daniel, what's up?
Good afternoon, Tom. Can you hear me?
I can.
Perfect. I guess briefly, I thought that Governor Walz did as best as could be expected for a man who probably didn't think he'd be a VP nod. But I wanted to discuss the affordable housing question that they brought up last night and the fact that neither of them mentioned the ability for manufactured housing to be used as a low-cost entryway into homeownership in America, as it is the largest unsubsidized housing opportunity most Americans have. And
you're talking about basically living in what we call trailers. Louise and I lived in one for 3 years up in New Hampshire, so I have some familiarity with this, if that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, yes, sir. And I that's what I work in every day in my work as an eviction defense attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Scott has a piece of legislation up right now to try and remove some of the HUD restrictions requiring them to stay permanently affixed to their axles and mm-hmm. their frames when mm-hmm. they're built.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't hear either of the major political parties talking about if we have an unaffordability crisis with stick-built homes and there is a barrier to conventional mortgages with manufactured housing, why are we not using that as an opportunity? Because young people can't afford stick-built houses. Retirees who have downsized and are on fixed incomes can't afford stick-built houses. And unless you're in the wealthiest of the wealthy in your community, buying a home that affords you the ability to feel stable is becoming harder to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also super wasteful. Stick-built homes require a lot of waste, which contributes to what we saw with Hurricane Helene. And yet HUD has been monitoring this program for almost 55 years now, and yet we still use pejorative terms to discuss it when in some ways the new homes are much, much better built for environmental consciousness and protection against the elements than our stick-built homes are, because those have local controls only.
I get that. The one thing I would add to that, Daniel, is, you know, in the 1950s after World War II, in the late 40s and early 50s, there was an explosion of construction of starter homes, of basically, you know, one- and two-bedroom houses all across the country. And, you know, they're still around, and they're typically relatively inexpensive, but building smaller houses, too. It's like every developer in the country wants to build, you know, McMansions, because they're apparently the most profitable. And I don't know that we have any incentives for building smaller more affordable housing. But excellent points, Daniel. Excellent points. Thank you for sharing it. Steve in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. What's on your mind today?
Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say a couple things. The first thing is we have to start calling Donald Trump con artists first. He is a con artist. Mm. And if we don't recognize him as a con artist, he's always going to have the upper hand on us because we keep acting like he's a normal person and he's not.
Yeah.
And then for the debate, I want to say this. I do feel like JD got the better hand of the debate. And the reason why I'm saying this is because if he didn't come out looking like a loser, then he got the better hand.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had such a low bar to get across because everybody hated him. So he looked like a saint out there to me. But what I wanted to say were what could have done is this. He could have called him out and said, when he said something, he could have said, "Googly goop." What you're talking about is googly goop. It has nothing to do with the answer to the question. Mm-hmm. You never answered the question. And just get the point across that he didn't answer the question. Take 20 seconds out and answer his question for him as if he would have answered it, and then say, "Now I'm going to give you my answer." And he should have done that time and time again. When you don't answer the question, you answer the question for him. This is what he actually just said.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I get it, Steva. And you're an excellent point. I thought Vance had a number of opportunities. Walls had a number of opportunities to just kick Vance's ass all around that stage. And he missed them. He said a lot of good stuff. I mean, God bless him. But he just didn't come in as a warrior. Steva, thank you very much for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Yeah, that one high point where he said you refused to acknowledge the violence of January 20th. That was a damning answer. Then Trump lost the election, you know. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Tara, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it. I have ants in my pants. I had to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Every device we use is getting smarter and more connected. You know, like smartwatches and Wi-Fi enabled LED bulbs. The world just keeps getting smarter. Your e-commerce business should too. I used to have a mail order business many years ago. I would have loved to have had ShipStation for all our shipping needs. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers, with discounts up to 89% off UPS, DHL Express, and even the U.S. Postal Service. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce business with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future with the shipping software that really delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Just go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation, S-H-I-P-Station.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, to get a free 60-day trial. Check it out.
No more rules, just his command. He'd be the ruler of this land. Promises of power, promises of might. He'd make the world tremble at his sight. Day one, he'd change it all. Turn our nations rise into a fall. Dictator on day one said he'd be tearing down our liberty. With every word a chilling sound, he'd turn our world upside down. Dictator on day one, so bold, so clear, spreading fear far and near. We won't let this darkness come. We'll fight.
It's 52 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Mario in Chicago. Hey, Mario, what's on your mind today?
Thank you, Mr. Harmon, taking my call. Very quickly, when you have the conversation about the truck driver, about not being in sick, mm-hmm. I hear that. I've been listening to you for 20 years. I was in my office that day, and I hear that conversation. I'm your witness. And second thing, about the situation, I was talking to my wife about the storms that have been happening, climate change, and it's what happened in Florida. And my wife said, what's going to happen to all these people that have been boating? What's going to happen to all these boats? And then she goes, that might happen in Louisiana or in Puerto Rico. When this guy went and threw towels to them, and when George Bush did not did anything, I think or representatives, they should use that now that Mr. Biden immediately sent everyone to Florida to help, which George Bush did not did. And Donald Trump did not did. He went to throw towels on the people of Puerto Rico. I think that's a great opportunity to use this. And very quickly, about Mr. Walz and this other guy, I am a 75-year-old person. I've been a foreman. I've been a coach. I'm telling you, Mr. Walz ate his lunch. He was brilliant. He was smart. Mm-hmm. And those faces after the other guy make life, I mean, they were amazing. I think Mr. Walz went to get the Republican vote and the independents. And he did an amazing job what he did.
I hope so.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mario. I hope you're right. Thank you. Thank you for the call, and thanks for being my witness. I appreciate it. Laura in Champaign, Illinois. Hey, Laura, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Last night, Vance stole so many of Harris's policy ideas, I started thinking there were two Democrats debating.
Mm. He kept trying to moderate his positions.
Harris's policies are so popular that Vance had to use them to make him more appealing. Mm-hmm. I did disagree with Walt saying that there is a lot of agreement between us. No, there is no, there couldn't be a more clear difference between the two policies, and I wish he hadn't said that. On the other hand, I'm very happy that Walt did well, and his favorability rating went way up last night.
Good.
So overall, I think he did a pretty good job. He could have been more assertive as far as calling out his Vance's lies and things, but you know, he did well in the end. So
yeah. I agree with you, Laura. I've said my piece already. Thank you. Thanks for sharing your opinion. Mm-hmm. Carol in Manassas, Pennsylvania. Hey, Carol, what's up?
Hey, Tom. You mentioned that you had lived in a trailer.
Yeah.
We also had to live in a trailer for a while, and I didn't mind it at all. Mm-hmm. What happened was in 2004, Hurricane Francis destroyed our Florida home completely. And luckily, we had evacuated up here to Pennsylvania. And about almost 12 years ago, we bought a home here near the Pittsburgh area of western Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And our home, it backs up to a bird sanctuary. And we used to love to sit on our back porch and listen to all the birds. We had every kind of bird. We had cardinals. We had blue jays. You name it, we had mm-hmm. them. Mm-hmm. And it was a beautiful sound. And I'll tell you what, this year, Tom, I have not heard one bird.
Really?
Not one bird.
In Pennsylvania.
And that scares me to death.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like I said, I'm we got a lot of crows. That's the, you know.
Do too. A lot of crows. But that's it. Crows.
Yeah. Yeah, they seem to be pretty resilient, kind of the cockroaches of birds, I guess, you know, the ones that will survive the nuclear blast or whatever.
That's a good description.
Yeah, and we also, and I kind of like crows, you know, I don't mean that as a put-down, but as survivors, you know. And we get some seagulls here, too. Most of them are down by the seacoast, but the ducks and geese are just, and the songbirds are largely gone, and the swallows are largely gone.
Yeah.
It's a concern.
Yeah, gone.
Concern.
Just gone.
There you go. Carol, thanks. Thanks for reporting from Pennsylvania.
Sure.
Appreciate it. We'll be back on the other side of this break here at the top of the hour with won a tubal with your C-section? The Pope's not happy with that, so in a whole bunch of hospitals around America, you'll be shocked by how many. You just can't get the services that you can in other hospitals. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
There's one reason why most probiotics fall short, and it all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive Health, promo code TOM.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, Noah Cornelius from NBC26 stopped by in our Neighborhood Focus segment.
And our good friend Pat Tracy from Discover Oshkosh joins us from our WISS studio.
Join us.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.